Hello and welcome to another edition of the Managers Essentials podcast. Today we're going to be talking about flexible working, something that we are seeing an increasing interest in across the organisation. Today I'm here with Emma Hilton Wood, and I'll ask Emma to say a little bit about herself and her role at the university.
Hello, I'm Emma Hilton Wood and I'm the Head of Academic Policy and I work in the Teaching and Learning Office. I've got a small team of about 25 staff supporting teaching and learning.
And you work flexibly yourself, so can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, I do. I have a combination of late starts and early finishes throughout the week, and some working at home, which allows me to work around the school runs and dropping off and picking up my daughter. I've also got an additional 10 days unpaid leave that helps me to negotiate school holidays as well.
And I understand that your team work quite flexibly. So can you just tell me a bit about the different types of flexible working arrangements that they have?
Yes, we've got a number of different arrangements and they all are all very different. So we have one colleague who is on a 0.5 contract, but she only works every other week. So she works full time every other week, her contract's 0.5. I have a colleague who's on compressed hours who doesn't work Fridays. I have one colleague who's on a 0.8 contract and she works at home on a Wednesday but is in 3 days a week.
So you've got a real mix there of different flexible arrangements in your team. Tell me, have you experienced any challenges from their flexible working?
I don't really have challenges that I can relate specifically to the flexible working. I think any manager has challenges with juggling a team, their development and the workload. The challenge that I have noticed regarding flexible working is the perception of other people who aren't embracing flexible working in the way that we have in the TLSO. And I think sometimes that's a lack of understanding or the lack of somebody to just talk to about it.
So, you know, we touched on challenges, so I'll flip that as you would probably expect. What do you see the benefits of flexible working, either for you as an individual or even for your team?
I think I see that my staff are more engaged in planning their own work. I think it really motivates them and they value it so much that they really make it work. I also think it has a really good effect on their ability to manage their work-life balance, which in turn can only have positive effects on their well-being and morale.
Yeah, and I think we are starting to see it increasingly as a well-being issue, more and more across the organisation, particularly with sort of long and difficult commutes, which I know many of our staff do. What do they say to you about flexible working or the ability to work flexibly that you've created?
Well, I have had a conversation with them in order to prepare for this conversation and think about it. And the things that really came out were that they felt trusted and valued. And they said that that trust recognised their professionalism and also gave them autonomy to plan their own workloads and think carefully about how they meet their objectives.
I think from time to time, certainly in conversations I've had, we do have concerns for managers about how they will manage workers when they're working more flexibly, particularly sometimes when people are working more remotely or doing, you know, occasional home working and things. What would you say to a manager who's got concerns about managing flexible workers?
I think, first of all, I'd reassure them and say that the pros far outweigh the cons. But what's really important is to maintain the communication. That communication doesn't have to be face-to-face, but it's really important that regular catch-ups happen so you can monitor progress, make sure that objectives are on track and that you can also discuss any challenges that might get in the way.
So obviously you must have dealt with a number of requests, I guess, of people asking you for flexible working arrangements. Again, interested in your advice to a manager who gets that flexible working request on their desk, what would you say to them?
I think always consider the case on its individual merits. Don't compare it to other cases or other people's requests. I think as well, give it a go, do a pilot, you know, try it out for 3 months and then have a review period after that. And I appreciate there are difficulties when sometimes you might feel that your business processes don't support a flexible way of working. But actually, with the greater influence of technology, I think it is also an opportunity to really look at our business processes and might be an opportunity to think about doing things in a different way or just review how we do things.
Thank you. And I know not everybody might be aware that you can ask for a trial of flexible working.
Yes.
And, you know, that is an opportunity for both parties to see whether it works for them. And if anybody's not sure about what that looks like or how to organise a trial, there's some really useful information in Manager's Essentials, and including on how to manage flexible workers. So thank you for talking to me. Anything else you would say on flexible working? Any final thoughts?
I really appreciate the opportunity to work for an institution that is supporting flexible working, and I see the benefits of that every day with regards to managing my work-life balance, and I see that throughout my team. So I would say give it a go.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to me today. Listeners, I'll talk to you soon on a future edition of the Manager's Essentials podcast. Thank you for listening.